currently, that's the majority of my job is working with those teams and helping them to figure out when, where rituals are going to be and when and where the kids will be there. I would see over 1,000 deaths a month just by the hand of one person who was my proctor. That was the individual I was being trained to take her position. When we look at numbers now, you know, some of the things that we're taking into play are children that are being trafficked through the CPS system. So, you know, just last year, over 800,000 children in the CPS system in the United States went missing and are unaccounted for. Yeah, the whole thing is Luciferian. So all of those people that we named, all of them at those levels are worshiping Satan.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Well, now, the other thing that I've learned about, like, the Pope, let's talk about the Pope and the Holy See. I've heard that there's two factions of that. One is really the Luciferian faction, and then the other is this control faction of the Catholic Church and what they put everybody else into to control them. Is that an accurate statement?
Let me just clarify, with the second group, are you saying that those are more of the individuals who are not aware, who are...
Yes.
Okay, yes. So that is very true. You have the true believers who, you know, they really are there serving the Lord, worshiping the Lord, trying to do what's good and right. And then you have this kind of behind the scenes shadow church that's operating everything, you know, from the top, controlling everybody down in the lower levels.
And they're the Luciferians.
Correct.
Yeah. And but so everybody's kind of duped that they're part of something that's good. And they wish they were. If they knew, they would go, hell no. And they'd create their own good branch that really is connected right to the Lord. Okay. And does the Lord communicate with those branches trying to protect them? Because he knows that those branches are trying to do good.
Yeah. The Lord does do good things through those people. You know, so it's operating right in the midst of all this stuff. The Lord is intervening into different people's lives, raising them up. So that was part of what happened to me, was that, you know, I came to the Lord right before my occultic training started. And so I literally was raised and trained into that Luciferian system, being a Christian or somebody who loved God.
Yeah. See, I always had a hard time with it's all bad, because I've seen too much good with it. I'm like, okay, there's good within this bad system. And it's just a mess.
Right.
It's just kind of a mess of stuff all out there, but it doesn't mean it's all bad, because I've seen too many beautiful people trying to do good.
And that sometimes that's part of the deception too, is that they use those things so that people will trust them and see them as safe people, and don't really even question. You know, they get where they're so trusted that people don't even question, can't even imagine that these individuals could do anything evil at all. So that's part of the cover life or the deception.
Well, and they use charities to do the trafficking, to do everything. And that's the best place to use it.
Right.
And so now I want to move on to how they've orchestrated the deep state or the cabal or the Luciferian power structure and what we're seeing today and through your experience, because you're doing you are doing amazing stuff that we haven't even got to yet, as far as legal actions and things against powerful people because you have experience with them. So first of all, can you talk about what they're trying to do right now? I mean, we're seeing so many weird crap with this coronavirus, which is obviously a front for taking people down, right, doing things. So what are they trying to do?
Yeah, it really started, I mean, all the way back when I was little, we would have, and I'll just name a few of them, but, you know, so my family used to have these individuals over for brunches on Sundays regularly. So people like, you know, HRC and her husband, the Orrs, John Brennan, Aquino would fly in. He wasn't there for every meeting, but he would fly in periodically. And they would sit around the table and have their conversations. And I would pick up, like, they would say the word mockingbird, like I had heard that several times. And so the one time I asked one of my other, you know, relatives, I was like, why do they keep saying the word mockingbird? What is mockingbird? And she was like, oh, well, they're a book club. They're studying To Kill a Mockingbird. And they did have the book there. Like, they all had a copy of the book, right? And, but I would be listening and I was like, but they're not talking about the book. You know, I mean, I was smart enough to know that. So this was even where, you know, it began back in Chicago in 1981 with this book club, and they were talking about Project Mockingbird and getting things ready, putting things in place for this agenda. And it really is for the New World Order, how, you know, they want it. You're talking, you know, my family line comes out of those, you know, the German Nazi regime.
Are you one of the 13 bloodlines then?
I'm actually made up of 10 of them.
Okay.
Yep. So high, very high level hierarchy child. Both, you know, both my family lines came from there, and then, you know, all four grandparents had connection. Not everybody was in the system, but my family lines go back generationally to those things. So, yeah, so very high level in that. But they would be planning and plotting these different things. And, you know, and then I would see them doing the rituals on the side. You know,
were those names all involved as well in the rituals?
Yes, I did. Particularly HRC, I've named her as one of the people that I witnessed murder several children
personally. Now, is she one of them? Is she a high priestess or anything in the system?
Yeah, actually, she had a very special job. She is a high priestess, but she was trained under Gloria Vanderbilt, who was the grand high priestess for the East. So Hillary was specifically trained to take her position once Gloria died.
But they're still under the Mothers of Darkness.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, she's not that high.
Sometimes, though, well, the grand high priestesses are very high. They would be directly under the Satanic Council. And so being a grand high priestess as well, if their regent councilman died, or one of the regent councilmen died, they could fight or battle for that councilman's seat. So they could.
So councilmen aren't men necessarily. It's just a
position. They could have councilwomen. Right. So they could fight. They would be eligible to fight for those seats.
Now, she was both spouses there, HRC with BC?
Yes. BC was very involved with my family, especially with the universities and the boating and yacht clubs. So there were some things I brought out in some of my tapes were that, you know, they would go on charters with children, and they would come, you know, leave the dock or the port with a certain amount, and they would come back with less children every time.
And this is in court, right? These are court files that you can talk about it?
It's not, I guess I'll just say I can't say where it's at right now in the moment. This has been federally turned in. So
okay, excellent.
I've brought out this part on Good Dog Show extensively. So I can talk about these parts. So I would see them leave and I would ask, you know, where did all the children go? And, you know, they would just tell me that their families picked them up at ports or docks along the way. And this was highly in the Chicago, Madison areas, those waterways. And those waterways, you know, I showed on the Good Dog Show how they connect. And you can get all the way to New York through those waterways.
But the bottom line is, why would they have random kids on a boat with them? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Right.
Come on, people, think. Yeah,
yeah.
The cover was that they, as working with the universities, and, you know, being kind of like, it would kind of be like you get this special time with these people who are high in, you know, positions or politics. And so you're getting this cool experience with them. So they've got children's programs through these universities that are set up where these higher level people can do these supposed charter programs. Or they're, you know, pretending that they're teaching them how to sail.
And how old are these kids?
They usually were ages, I would say, 8 to 12.
Okay, yeah.
So they're young kids.
Yeah, like they would have random, and most of them were like kids from the CPS system and things like that, right?
You know, I don't know. They were all children that I did not know. They would not be children from my area. You know, they always were a bunch of random kids. It was like, where do all these children come from?
But you personally saw these people. Now, you personally say HRC kill a couple kids. Have you seen BC and Brennan and anybody else kill kids?
Yes, and sexually molest. So one of the things I brought out in some of my tapes were Aquino and Brennan's and how they used sex magic with children. So I was eyewitness of that. And then
what does that mean? Sex magic.
They would. So we talked about the spiritual gates, how there's certain frequencies.
Yep.
And they can't get the frequency, you know, for love or joy or Thanksgiving, which are going to open those gates. One of the other ways they can get it is through
trauma.
The feeling ecstasy.
Oh.
So that's why sex magic becomes one of the main ways that they use. It's the quickest way they can usually get that vibration and get that gate open.
Because they're dark people, so they can't do the love and all the light stuff, so they use the sex to get there.
Yep.
Is it their ecstasy?
It's both.
Okay.
Both. It takes both to open, and a lot of times they would have groups. So it would be a group who were, you know, basically raping children, or raping them to the moment of death. You know, that's the moment usually when the gates would open, is right as those children were dying.
And it would be their ecstasy and the ecstasy of the other people raping these children. Now, would these children, they'd always die? I mean, it was that intense emotion?
Not always. Yeah, there were a lot of children like me who were hierarchy kids. So those kids were used over and over and over again through rituals. They were not brought to the point of death.
So you've been ritually, sexually abused.
No, I was not. Because of I was chosen for the highest position. So, I was set aside for Satan himself, and was supposed to be given to him at age 18. That did not happen. The Lord, delivered me from that as well. So, but I had to watch all of the other children get abused. So one of them, you know, I observed some of the Rothschild grandchildren who were abused by Jacob in sex magic rituals. And then there were some of the current people, I really can't name names on this, but we could just say at Gloria Vanderbilt's home, she had a certain area in her home where they did the 12-year-old rituals for boys, where they would be sexually molested. And so I saw two very prominent people who are current day. I watched their 12-year-old rituals.
Now, there's a lot of, Anderson Cooper is the son of Gloria Vanderbilt. He probably would either be you watching stuff or be a victim of the rituals.
Yeah, or both. A lot of these people were, they're brought up being abused up until age 12, but it's part of the grooming. They're groomed in that at age, that 12-year-old ritual is where they make the decision to, they call it the first blasphemy. So that's where they choose to actively become the perpetrator.
Jeez. Okay. So now how many people in our power structure are part of this structure? I know we talk about deep state. Is everyone deep state? I know that's not everybody, but how many are deep state and not deep state?
Yeah. Probably the, and again, we'll say, you know, give or take a few, but if we were to look at, you know, line them up, the numbers would be closer to 6 out of every 10 people in our high government hierarchy structure are involved in this system.
And so in your opinion, is Trump trying to, it seems like Trump is trying to take him down, because since he came in, because that's when the child, you guys have been taking children out of tunnels. You've been saving so many kids. Before that, it's been nobody. And that's why we're seeing this crazy pushback that seems ridiculous against Trump, that makes no sense.
Right. And from my understanding, so again, you know, I'm not the one, I'm working with some of these teams who are doing this stuff, supplying information. But from what I understand is that it really was a few good men who were Marines who approached Trump and, you know, were basically like, we have to stop these people. And so, you know, they were the ones in different times when they were, some of them that were called out to different wars that they served in. They saw the child abuse, they saw the trafficking in the tunnel systems. So they knew that stuff was happening. And so they're really the main force behind all this, saying, hey, you know, for the sake of our country, for the sake of our children, these, and they speak truth when they say that, that these Luciferian people, and this goes right along with Satan's agenda from when I was a child, you know, he does not intend to allow anybody to live. So even people who have served him their entire lives up to age 80, 90, he will destroy them. You know, he'll use them to take out the Christians or the people that he wants gone first, and then he destroys them themselves. That's been his pattern since even before I was a child. Scripture says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you know, he knows even as he fulfills his agenda to try to get these demonic army hordes into heaven, that the people who are hosting those demons will be destroyed in the process.
So what is the overall goal then? To just completely kill everybody?
That is his goal.
And they're trying to do that for him. So they're killing themselves. They're killing everybody and themselves.
Right. And I wouldn't even say it's a willing, you know, 5% of those people want to do this. The rest don't. They really are held captive. And it's this for, you know, Satan forces their will that this is the way it's going to be. You know, there's no way out. Even those who want to die, you know, or try to kill themselves, Satan won't even allow them to do that. He'll stop so they can't kill themselves and leave, and keeps them bound in captivity.
Well, and so these Marines that saw this incredible evil, I mean, if you're going to sign up to fight in a war and you see this, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to fight this. I mean, this is worse than anything I'm fighting for real. So people, any good person that sees this is going to say, this is our true war. This is right. really what our war is to and save these children.
And that was what they saw too, was even that the wars were not necessarily, you know, purposeful, that the majority of these countries that we were going to war with did not want to be at war. But it was made, these Luciferians would make war so that they could go in, destroy areas, get rid of adults, and then they would be able to plunder the children and use them.
And why is it children? Why are they so keen on getting these children?
Well, I think it's easier, you know, to control, to groom, to program children into operating adults. You know, versus if you have an adult, you're going to have somebody you will have to either drug or sedate, or, you know, you have to get them not to fight you. So, you know, it's easier when, especially when children are coming out of this trauma or this grief situation, like, you know, war, you've got a traumatized child. And so it's so much easier to mind control them.
You know so much on this. Okay. So the city of London, my understanding is the city of London is the financial center of that's controlling a lot of this. Now, how does the city of London and the central bankers tie to the five mothers of darkness and that whole structure?
Yeah. So, and you have to add in that also, the Holy See and the Vatican.
Yeah.
So that triangulation there, they hold the entire family, what is called the family trust. So there's money that the Illuminati has. And so from the mothers, you've got underneath them, you've got the Satanic Council, as we've talked. One of the groups within the Satanic Council are the 13 elders. And those are the people who are over the banks, over London, over the Vatican. So they oversee and finance and manage all of the Illuminati's money system. So we're talking like the older system here. That system is currently being changed over.
And who's leading that change?
Trump is leading that change.
Okay, excellent.
They've taken down, from what I understand, he did several things that really affected their finances. So kind of how they, you know, let's talk about how they got this money.
And hold on. And before you get done with that, you have to go back and finish your, how that central bankers tie into the pyramid. So I don't mess you up, but keep going.
So basically, in essence, all of the individuals who are overseeing this money structure are part of the Satanic Council. So that's their job within the company, is to oversee, manage, and give out and make sure money's coming in. So they manage all the money for the system.
And I want you to get back to Trump, but and there we found like the country of Belarus, the president was bribed or tried to blackmail and bribe him like $980 million or something to shut down and lock down his country, have people wear masks, have people do all these things for the coronavirus. How would that play into their agenda to bring in the darkness? To bring Satan back, to bring the, you know.
Are you talking just about why they'd be so concerned about Belarus or?
Every country. I mean, they're bribing. Could you see them doing bribes everywhere to all these countries and getting everybody? And it comes from the central bankers down. And it just happened to be that Belarus president said, hell no, and came out publicly with it. My understanding is what Belarus happened to is what is just a sample of what everybody's dealing with.
Right. It's a huge play in several realms. You have, you know, if they lock every, let me get into this other part, because you got to kind of understand why they're wanting to lock everything up. And it plays into what Trump has done.
Yes, because so, I don't want you to stop talking about the Trump thing.
Right.
Keep going.
So their money, you know, they have their insurance policies. So that's the individuals who are going to be high level individuals in the system, like the satanic councilmen, who are major bankers, major businessmen, major leaders of the world, people who are in the UN, things like that. These are the people who have money, okay? And so they're their insurance policy. The system invests in them so that they can, you know, maximize their money. And just to give people kind of an idea about this. So like in my family line, we supposedly have a family cabin. And so, you know, this cabin is long paid off. The land, you know, my family owns this, so it's long paid off. But what they do, and still to this day, is that when you turn age 30, you buy in. You buy in to the trust. And every month you pay $500 into this trust. Now, if this is already paid off, okay, and we're talking every family member for generations now pays $500 a month into this trust, okay? So this is how, you know, all these families, this is how they all run. They all have a trust that at a certain age, they're required to buy in and pay the certain amount of money every month that goes into this financial system. Then you have what is considered their assets. Okay, these are the individuals who are bringing the money into the system. So that's going to be the kids that they're selling. First, they sell the children for sex, so they get money for that. Let's just go with one child. So for each child, first the child is, they make money off the child for sex. Then when that child can no longer be used for sex, they offer, you know, for the child to either, people can buy organs, so they make money off organ harvesting, or people can also buy to ritually kill the child, okay? So after the child has died, then they can pay more money, and people will have to, I'll give a little warning here and I'll say it as lightly as I can, but basically they pay money to eat the flesh, okay? So they cannibalize this child, and the child may not even be dead yet. So it might just, you know, they may do a ritual that ends in cannibalism.
Is there a benefit for eating them when they're still alive? I know it's really bad. I'm sorry, everybody, but I got to ask that question.
Most of that is because of the fear and the adrenochrome in the blood.
Now, the adrenochrome, is that something that is highly valuable and sold then too?
Yeah, it's like a drug. And so, yes, the adrenochrome is sold as well. So some of these individuals prefer to get it from a live source versus something that has been procured into what would be more like a tincture or like a liquor. So they prefer to get their adrenochrome fresh. So you've got that where they pay for that. And, after that, the body is put, whatever remains is put into an incinerator. So this is where a lot of people don't understand the whole Jesuit Catholic Church connection. One of the main things with those churches is, one, they were built on top of catacombs. Those, for the longest time, you know, everybody was told that that's just where they bury people, okay? But the catacombs are really used extensively in rituals. And they also, the majority of them come equipped with an incinerator. And you can look this up. You can search memorial diamonds. I'm not saying that all the funeral homes that do memorial diamonds are involved with these Luciferians. But what I want to show people is that it doesn't take millions and millions of years to get a diamond, that these people are able to high pressurize remains into diamonds that then they keep as trophies or they sell on the market for mass amounts of money.
And those aren't the same as synthetic diamonds. Those are a different caliber.
I guess we should question what really is a synthetic diamond. These would be passed off as real diamonds the majority of the time. I believe some of the synthetic ones are those diamonds that won't sell for high-end money on the market. So they then say they're synthetic and try to sell them that way. Some are made from plastics or other types of material. But it really gets into this whole realm. I would encourage people to really research a lot of that, because I think a lot of it, we're going to find a lot of hidden truths coming out in this, about that they're using human remains to make these things that we wear as jewelry, different stones and stuff like that. So they would sell that child, then their remains would become a diamond or something like that. Sometimes they take, again, graphic warning, the skin can be used for different things. So sometimes that's sold as well.
But is it sold as different animal skin so people don't even know?
Sometimes, yes. So some of it you would see, some of the things that have already come out are like the Pope and some of the Red Shoe Club, that those yes. shoes are made out of human skin. So that was one of the ways that they were making extra money off of. And again, we're talking just one child's journey in death. This is all that they have profited that many times off of one child. And then it gets further and it gets worse. You're always left with the ashes, and those ashes are sold to food companies and are incorporated into things as a flour product, as natural seasoning, as natural flavoring. And the general public then is paying money into the system for these products.
So we're being bombarded with eating or consuming in some way, shape, or form dead children.
Yes. And the occult has, before these ashes are sold, they are doing spells or curses or other things to link demonic spirits and things that will cause health issues for us. And in the long run, then those health issues cause us to have to buy more pharmaceuticals, which they manufacture. Some of those pharmaceuticals even include human remains. So those ashes can be sold into our food companies. It can be sold to our pharmaceuticals. Good Dog and I, in our video that got officially deplatformed, we showed a video where I think it was the U.S. Marshals had caught they were trying to bring pills and capsules that had human remains in them into America, and that was from China.
Because China does it quite a bit. Now what, because I've heard that's part of their, yeah. Is China really Luciferian too at the top? I mean, is every country?
Every country is.
Okay. And now let's talk about abortion. The late stage abortion. Are those babies then used for this whole thing too?
Yeah. You've got, actually, they have their own underground abortion clinics or breeder programs. So they start when girls are around age 10. So, the breeder programs I saw had girls from age 10 to 18 or in their early 20s. These girls were specifically impregnated during rituals so that they would have those babies for upcoming rituals. Again, you would have the cannibalism, or you could have, they would sell some of the babies they use and sell for the organs. Other ones, they will put into the monarch programming. So not every baby is ritually killed, but this is a huge part. It's just another way that they brought their assets or their money coming in. So with all this, they've got all these ways that they're making money. So the first thing Trump did, one of the first things when he came into office, was he really went after the immigration stuff. And he stopped, you know, the other countries, especially Mexico, from allowing people to come in. So when
immigration ties to this,
right? So they, you know, they find whatever ways they can to bring in children for trafficking and for these things, because that's their money system. So, you know, a lot of the border things, we had it from Canada, we had it coming from Mexico. You know, then they bring in children from other countries off of the ports, especially, you know, California, San Francisco area, the New York area. We'd be getting shipments of kids from those countries. We also, you know, sometimes they would funnel children, you know, they'd come in from Mexico into our country. They would transport them to those ports and then ship them out to those other countries to supply to other countries. So when Trump closed those borders and made it so immigrants could not come in at the moment unless they came in through due process, then on top of that, he started immediately using ICE to remove anybody who was not an American citizen. He got them out of the country. So that was part of that. He literally was freezing their assets. They had no money coming in. Okay, so since he's done that, which I think was last May, not this year, but the May before, since he did that and got all these people out, they lost all those assets. So huge amounts of money they're now losing, you know.
That's why they're going bananas.
Right. So he did that. Then he froze the Federal Reserve, which that was another way that they got a hold of their money. They also had other things there. I believe that was one of the places they stored, you know, adrenochrome and things like that.
You mean he shut down one of the places they stored the adrenochrome? Is that what you're saying?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And so, you know, they're used to, one, getting adrenochrome from live victims. So he cut off that supply of them getting live victims, you know, an endless supply of live victims. And by having everybody on lockdown, it meant that if they wanted to engage in those activities, they would have to start using what was around them. So that could easily be tracked. You know, if all of a sudden this mass amount of people in one area go missing or wind up dead, you know, it was a way that they were able to start tracking by having everybody on lockdown. Where's the movement happening?
Oh, so you think this lockdown is tied also to that?
Yeah.
Because I hate this lockdown. I think this lockdown is taking down our economy and stuff too. I thought it was tied to the bad guys trying to do this to, because of the depression and everything else happening.
I think it's both. It is on both ends. But I think that this is how it was really being used, was to track movement, to see, you know, everybody's supposed to be on lockdown, but all of a sudden is there, you know, semis being shipped out? Is there movement? See, what it did was, you've got two surface levels. You got to remember, they're operating on the surface level, but these people are also operating underground. Okay. So by locking down the surface level, they're not having to monitor and use military resources to watch both above ground and below ground. So, you know, Trump was able to use it so that they could focus now on what's happening underground, and they have all the resources under there.
Yeah, because I've heard that back then, but now it was really hard to believe that was going on, when suddenly now the lockdowns are turning into this nightmare for everybody. So how did it go from being something good that was short term to this long term horrifying thing?
Right. Well, you've got, as the Illuminati, you know, they're losing control. So they have to find ways to try to manipulate or get some of that control back. So, you know, Trump put it, you know, had plans in it for a certain time. Well, then they have the government people who then extend it and play these games, you know, and that's a way that they're controlling the situation. You know, it's almost like, you know, no, we're going to have children back in school, but it's only going to be partial. Or, you know, some of the schools, they don't even have kids there. They're sending kids home with tablets, where those tablets have the ability to monitor children in the home.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of games being played to hurt children's, you know, to traumatize children in our society, which is really hard to watch when you know that this isn't going to kill them at all. I mean, there's nothing that can hurt them. So where do you see, I mean, you have all these big names. Where are you at? Where is this federal case at? Are they actively, I mean, do you see these people going down and it ever getting to be public? Or, I mean,
yeah, well, there's different. So I'm sorry, keep going with your question.
No. I just, cause it's so hidden from the masses. So at what point will we actually see some, like Hillary or HRC, I would like to see her go down. We know she's killed people. We know she's evil. We know they did what they did in Haiti. You know, Epstein, we've seen all that. We know that there's 50 other people like him. We need arrests and we need things to go down publicly. When do you see this happening?
You know, I really think we're going to see some of this stuff starting to come out very soon. You know, I'm hoping it will be before the election, certainly before January, but, you know, nobody... that's really being kept secret as to when they're going to put this stuff out. You know, I am seeing a lot of changes. Like I said, you know, I'm very aware of when the rituals are supposed to be happening and, you know, watching where they're going to be happening at. Well, the past, you know, since April, when we've had the lockdown, there has been no information from these Luciferians or secret communications between them that usually, you know, give me an idea of where things are going on. They haven't been putting out anything. You know, the ones that I know, you know, I can call and they're at home. So it's like, I know that they're not leaving. They're not actively at these rituals. Everything is being put on hold for these people. So, you know, I see things happening at that level, that they're being affected enough where, you know, if they're trying to do stuff, it really has to be done in secret. Or, you know, I do believe that some of them have been arrested. And I do believe that there has been military tribunals that have been unannounced going on. And I think that's the information that's going to be coming out soon. I don't talk about it a lot because I haven't had for sure confirmations on those things.
Well, and you talked about the Mockingbird, you know, the Mockingbird media, obviously. There seems to be almost 100% control over our media right now. And I just have a hard time believing that Joe Biden has the support they claim he has. And that, you know, I mean, how can anybody that has two brain cells to rub together, why would they ever vote for him? Or if they've been paying attention at all, I do know people personally who are hardcore Democrats that would never vote for Trump, and they believe all the crap that they're hearing on television. It's so disheartening. But there are a lot of people that still believe that. But they, you know, from my perspective, it seems like they still have a lot of power and control. You know, unless we get rid of that media, how are we ever going to regain control of goodness? You know, how is the good side ever going to win if the bad side, evil, has complete control of propaganda?
Yeah, that propaganda is huge with the mind control of the masses. You know, people are believing whatever's just being fed them. And, you know, I know I loved the videos that came up where, you know, I think it was just a 1-day period where someone had done videos of the news that day. And literally it was like every single channel, and you could see that word for word, they were saying the
exact
same thing. And it was like, this is crazy. And then, you know, when we watched the debate between Trump and Biden, you know, Biden was listing off all these numbers for COVID and people who had died. He was like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, and he was like, for each month. And it was like, didn't your scientists say it was actually less than 9,000 total for the U.S.?
For comorbidities, yeah. They just keep lying that way.
Right, and Trump called him out on that, and he kept going on with the lie, and it was like, well, why? Was that supposed to be the numbers of people that died? Like, why is he sticking to these numbers as though they're true fact, and they're not? They've already, even scientifically, they were proven wrong. So it shows you how ingrained these people are, that there is a narrative. You know, I grew up with that narrative, that, and you don't break that narrative, you don't break posture. When you do, really bad things happen.
Are all of these Mockingbird media types that are national level, are they in this program?
Yeah, all six companies that these people go through are owned by very high level elite people in the Satanic Council.
Well, how about the news anchors? Are all of them, are there any that, like,
I won't say all.
Tucker Carlson, for example, who seems to be veering off, or is he just controlled opposition?
I can't speak to that. My personal belief, I do not believe that he is, or I believe that him and Sean Hannity are on the good side of gray. I put them in the gray zone.
Laura Ingraham, she seems like her and Tucker, I think, are the best right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I put them like in the gray good or the gray bad, but the majority, you know, are really in that definite black zone where, you know, they're black sheep and they're, you know, pretty much fulfilling the enemy's agenda.
And they know it.
I don't know if they consciously know it. Some of them, you know, with their program, it depends on their program, how they're programmed. Some of them would have no conscious memory of the struggle or of their whole Luciferian other life. You know, they only have conscious memory of their cover lives, and then they get called out and basically almost like blank out. And so they're operating under this controlled, blanked out state when they're doing the evil and stuff. So it just depends on the program.
Now, is that pretty much true with almost all of the mainstream Hollywood actors as well, that they've been through these Luciferian programs?